from KQED.
For this, our final California Report magazine of the year, we're introducing you to five extraordinary people. Californians who are working against the grain, questioning the status quo, and living life their own way. We begin with Nadine Burke Harris, a San Francisco pediatrician who refuses to believe that poverty and poor health inevitably go hand in hand. She's CEO of the Center for Youth Wellness. It, along with a clinic across the hall, serves mostly low-income families living in San Francisco's Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood.
I think what we hear a lot about in the media is that Bayview has one of the highest rates of violence, of homicide, and certainly that's true, but Bayview is a community of families.
In 2007, Dr. Burke Harris co-founded the clinic, motivated, she says, by a Kaiser study examining what happens to kids who are repeatedly exposed to trauma.
They looked at physical, emotional, or sexual abuse, physical or emotional neglect, a parent who had mental illness, substance dependent, who was incarcerated, exposure to domestic violence, or parental separation or divorce. Those were the 10 criteria that they looked at.
Dr. Burke Harris says they can take 20 years off people's lives. The good news, she says, is that identifying what she calls toxic stress and doing it early in life can help prevent many of their negative impacts on health and behavior.
Kids don't need to end up in school failure. They don't need to end up in juvenile hall. They don't need to end up with worse asthma and diabetes and ultimately leading to heart disease for something that we can identify and treat when they're 2 and 3 and 4 years old.
So now parents and their children are all carefully screened, then referred to appropriate services ranging from crisis intervention to biofeedback and mindfulness training. Dr. Burke Harris is on the front lines of a scientific theory that says adverse childhood experiences can lead not just to heart disease, stroke, or cancer. They can also impair brain development, interfering with the ability of students to learn.
Behavior is the canary in the coal mine. For a child to sit still in a classroom, pay attention, and learn, that is their primary job. And so when they're not able to do that, that is a recognition that there's oftentimes something that's not going right.
That's important, she says, at a time when more and more young people are being diagnosed, wrongly she thinks, with attention deficit disorder. In her experience, it's much more likely to be caused by repeated exposure to trauma. Understanding that made a huge difference to Lottie Titus, whose grandchildren are patients here.
Their mother was incarcerated, and their father was on death row. And they were angry, and they felt sad, and all of these emotions that where they needed some professionalism to step in.
Titus says her family got exactly the care they needed. She says the community appreciates so many things about Dr. Burke Harris, not the least of which is her warmth, love, and respect.
Some doctors aren't approachable because they're doctors. She's just really a down-to-earth person.
Nadine Burke was born in Jamaica and came to the U.S. at age 4. She and her 4 brothers grew up in Palo Alto. Mom was a nurse, her dad a biochemist.
Typical parents see their kids throwing paper airplanes at each other and say, stop that, you'll put an eye out. And my dad would be like, let's measure the wind resistance of the airplane and calculate gravity. And it was like, he was that guy.
All that early exposure to science led her to study medicine at UC Davis. After adding a master's in public health from Harvard, she gravitated toward pediatrics in the southeast section of San Francisco, where health disparities are everywhere. A few years ago, her focus on the correlation between stress and disease caught the attention of the Tipping Point Community, a nonprofit that funds anti-poverty programs in the Bay Area, including the Center for Youth Wellness. CEO Daniel Lurie.
Nadine is a rock star.
Lurie says he was struck by Nadine Burke Harris's intelligence and charisma and an unwillingness to settle for the status quo.
When you put all of those things together, it's an incredible combination that you just do not see very often.
It would seem the sky's the limit for Nadine Burke Harris. At age 38, she could write her own ticket. So why is she here in a relatively small clinic in one of San Francisco's poorest neighborhoods?
The families here in Bayview need people who are on the top of their game. Because they oftentimes have the least resources. I believe that they need the highest quality services, and so that's what I'm here to do.
Dr. Burke-Harris's work has been noticed by Governor Jerry Brown and by Hillary Clinton, who just appointed her to advise Too Small to Fail, a national initiative helping kids 5 and younger thrive in the 21st century.